the pep rally in Dallas, and they're going crazy inside the tent. And these are our final thoughts. Your key to the game, Mike.
Well, I say you got to match the Dallas Cowboys' intensity. This is a Dallas team that was embarrassed on Monday night in Chicago. They've got their season on the line as much as the Packers do. They're a good team at home. They've only lost one game at home all year, and that was the shootout to Denver. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to come out and maybe play one of their best games of the last month or two, and the Packers need to match it.
My key to the game is the Packers need to play defense as they played defense in the second half of last Sunday's game against Atlanta. The way they played in November won't work. The way they played in the second half last Sunday will work. Here's Dr. Spofford's injury report.
Well, we all know the biggest injury is Aaron Rodgers is still not back for the Packers, so Matt Flynn will make his third consecutive start. Also, C.J. Wilson still out for the Packers with the knee injury. Everybody else on the Packers injury report is probable. That includes Eddie Lacy and inside linebacker Brad Jones and Jamari Lattimore, also at linebacker. None of those three practiced until Friday, but they did get on the practice field Friday. They are probable and expected to play. For the Cowboys, some interesting injuries to talk about. Wide receiver Dwayne Harris, their main return man on special teams, is not going to play. Also, a couple of linebackers. Bruce Carter at linebacker is out, and the big one, Sean Lee, the neck injury for Dallas. I think their best defensive player,
Sean Lee. I was
going to
say it. Yeah.
He's out, and this is a Dallas defense that is struggling, and they're going to miss him.
Yeah, the Packers are starting to get healthy. Get Rodgers back, get Cobb back, and then look out. Player to watch is A.J. Hawk. He's been the Packers' most consistent linebacker, most productive linebacker this year, and I believe he has to have a big game tomorrow. I sense that Dom Capers is more concerned about stopping DeMarco Murray than he is Tony Romo. And if the Packers are going to stop DeMarco Murray, and they must stop him, that falls on A.J. Hawk.
Yeah. And my player to watch, I'll go on the offensive side. I'll go left tackle David Bakhtiari. DeMarcus Ware has been taking some heat. People are talking about he's too old, he's not productive enough, and all this. I think DeMarcus Ware is starting to hear that a little bit, and I think he's going to come out with a little more fire in the belly tomorrow, you might say. David Bakhtiari has been pretty solid rookie left tackle for the Packers. He had a bad game in Detroit on Thanksgiving, but who didn't have a bad game that day? And he's going to have his hands full with DeMarcus Ware. He needs to protect Matt Flynn's blind side. He needs to get something done in the running game for Eddie Lacy and James Starks. I think the Packers' rookie left tackle's in the spotlight against the Cowboys. That's all for final thoughts for now. We'll sign off, but stay with us on Packers.com. Quarter-by-quarter updates during the game. Ask Vic halftime. Get your questions answered. And stay with us for all your post-game coverage on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Big game.